Ash Wednesday was one of the last normal things we shared together. It certainly was the last special service we held in the sanctuary, with the lockdown beginning only 3 weeks after. I've often mentioned that these smaller, special, non-Sunday morning services, Ash Wednesday, Holy Week, Blue Christmas, they are some of the most meaningful moments of the year for me. All of the meaning, not so much production. And tonight, we're keeping it very simple. I hope that the invitation of only 10 minutes captures the interest of even more of our busiest folk. Because Ash Wednesday is a day of reflection. You do not need to place a smudge on your forehead to take a moment to reflect. We use ashes to remind us of our impermanence and our imperfection. It feels this entire year has done that. Our imperfection, our impermanence. We are just now crossing 2.5 million COVID deaths globally, with 500,000 of them right here in the United States. Life is more fragile than our human hubris allows us to see. And why has it spread so far and so quickly? Because we are imperfect. We as a society have failed to love our neighbor with our whole heart and with adequate effort to stem the spread. We as humanity are marked by this. Lent is the name of the season between Ash Wednesday and Easter. It is 40 days, not counting the Sundays, and it's meant to be a time of reflection and growth. I mentioned just a few weeks ago in one of the sermons, the number 40 carries a meaning beyond counting. It signifies a time of change. In our scriptures, a person or group of people is never the same after they encounter 40 of something as they were before they encountered 40 of something. The Lenten journey is 40 days to replicate the 40 days Jesus spent in the wilderness. The idea is that we would take on such introspection and reflection. It's also where the practice of giving something up comes from. Now, it is an interesting thing to consider giving things up in a year where so many have given up so much. Even the most comfortable of us had to give up the way things used to be. This is another hallmark of how Lenten our last year was. Throughout the last year, it demanded that we relinquish so much. Lent, however, invites our free will choice to let go of something. Though it should be noted, we do not give things up to suffer. We give things up to be aware. If you give up an item or something commonplace in your life, like coffee or chocolate or cursing, something like that, the deeper practice of giving up is that you would stop and pray every time you would normally do that thing. You would stop and pray anytime you want that thing, or that you would stop and pray anytime you miss that thing. The practice in Lent of giving up is not about suffering, it's about mindfulness and prayer. I wonder in this last year if we might all have done that. When we miss people, if we would pray. When we wish we could just go to the store, we would pray. When we, so many whens that we miss things this last year. Might we pray and use those as opportunities to be mindful? Now, there are other ways during Lent to give up something that's meaningful. In recent years, I have shared a list of things to consider giving up, things that invade our lives and add to the weight of life that we carry, intangible things. Brandon will reflect on this list with us in a little bit. The entire list is on the website. I invite you to consider what in your life would be better if you could let go of some things. This is an opportunity for us to see growth, for us to know and experience growth. It's actually one of the intentions of this season. Much like the pandemic has reminded us of our impermanence and our imperfection, this also functions as a time of transition. Ash Wednesday is a moment of transition. The pandemic is also one. It is my sincere prayer, it is my deepest hope, that we, all of humanity, will all be changed by this last year and the days we continue to experience. That we as a country and a world will not be the same when this is over. That we will know deep and permanent change. That we would address broken systems. That we would put more effort into caring for the vulnerable. That we would do simple but important things like wash our hands well. So, how is that change accomplished? First, we must acknowledge what the ashes symbolize. It is in naming our brokenness that we can begin healing. We have to see it and name it and acknowledge it in the world and in our own lives for true healing to begin. Healing is actually our focus this Lent. Our Lenten series title is a prayer. Grant us healing. We will explore together the many ways and times throughout our scripture that Jesus offered healing. Healing of body, of heart, of soul, even healing society. And healing will come as we journey together. It is promised and shown in the life of Jesus. Now, I hope throughout these days to come, this Lenten journey, you will share in the daily devotionals that are offered. Share that time with me. They are the thoughts and writings of our congregation members, shared on the website or even into your email if you choose. I also hope you will join us each Sunday morning in worship. Let's worship together as we seek healing. I also ask for your prayers. Now, whatever that looks like in your life, however prayer is present for you, let us pray that God's grace would be at work in our personal lives, in our congregation, in our community, our country, and our world. Let us pray that God's grace would tend to the broken, marked places, meeting us in all of our imperfect impermanence and transforming our lives.
We have posted on the website a list of things you might consider giving up for Lent. We invite you to sit with this list and think of the ones that mean the most to you. I won't read them all to you now, but here are a few that touch my heart. Worry. Idolizing. Going through the motions. Guilt. Distraction. Assumptions.